This is the kitzer of the Sicha on Parshas Pekudei in Chelek Chafale from page 260. The Rabbi begins with the Zayar in this week's Parsha that speaks about the Pasik Zayis Menuchasi Adi Yad, and the Zayar brings three opinions. The first opinion says, Pasach Areina V'Omar Zayis Menuchasi Adi Yad Poyesha Kib Visiya. The Oreng, when it was brought into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, opened and said, this is my place, this is the place where I rest forever. Second opinion, Rabbi Yisrael Omar, Hai Krok Nesis Yisrael Omra, Yidin said this Pasik. B'shaita de Izbani B'makdisha V'ol Areina La'asrei, when the Beis HaMikdash was built and the Oreng was brought into its place. A third opinion, Rabbi Chizki Omar, Kutshu B'richo Omalei Al Knesis Yisrael, it's the Eibisha that says this Pasik regarding Yidin, Kad Yisrael Lov Den Ruse, when Yidin fulfill Hashem's will. And then the Zohar goes on to say, "The Hakadein Kutshu B'richo Yosef Al Kursi Yekore, Hashem sits on his throne of glory. V'chai Salal, man has mercy upon the world. U'bracha v'shalim v'chavivusa dekoyle shtakach. And this peace, this blessing, peace, and love for everyone that's found. U'kedein Omar, then the Eibusha says regarding Yidin, Zayis Menuchasi Yad Yad. This is my place of dwelling forever. So what's the difference between these three opinions here in the Zohar? The first two opinions is speaking about when the Aron is brought into the Beis HaMikdash. And it's machlaikis, whether the Aron says Zayis Menuchasi Yad Yad or the Yidin say it. The third opinion is seemingly speaking about something which is totally unrelated to the Beis HaMikdash or the Yadim. It's the Eibush just saying this regarding Yidin when they fulfill his will. The question is, why does the Zayah here bring the third opinion, if it's not related to this whole subject that we're speaking about over here, the Yadim and the Beis HaMikdash? Another thing, the first two opinions, it seems like that there's also an argument between them exactly regarding what time period this is being said. The first opinion, speaking about the Arim, when it's brought into its place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Evan Shasiya, or actually, in the first opinion, it brings even before there that it's when the Mishkan was built and the Arim was brought into the Mishkan. The third opinion says that this is in the time of Izbani Be'maktisha, meaning it's related to the building of the Beis HaMikdash in general. So we see over here that there are three different opinions, not only regarding who said this, but also regarding what is the Pasuk Zayis Menuchasi Yad Yad referring to. Is it in relation to the Arayin, when it was brought in its place, or regarding the whole Beis HaMikdash that was built, or regarding Yidin, when they do the will of Hashem? So what's the explanation over here of these three opinions? So the Rebbe first explains that this is referring to three different aspects of the building of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. One is what the Ramban says, that the Mishkan, the main point, the main chefetz of the Eibush in the Mishkan is a place where the Menucha of the Shechinah is in the Arayin. That's the first opinion and desire, that it's the Aron that expresses this by saying, Zayis Menuchasi Yad Yad. Rabbi Yisa is expressing the second point of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which the Rambam explains, that the entire purpose of the building of the Beis HaMikdash is a place for Yidin to serve Hashem, Bayis Muchan Lias Makrivim Bayar Karbonis. And therefore it's the Yidin that come and say, regarding the building of the Beis HaMikdash in general, that it's a place where they can serve Hashem. And then according to Rabbi Chizkiya, the third opinion, this refers to the ultimate fulfillment of what the Beis HaMikdash is, that it brings the Shechinah to dwell amongst Yidin. As the Pasuk says, V'shachanti b'soicham, that the Eibush dwells amongst Yidin, and therefore then the Eibush says, on Yidin, Zayis Menuchasi Yad Yad. Now these three opinions is not only three different aspects of the building of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, but it also relates to three different time periods. And in each time period, there was another point that was highlighted. There's the time of the Mishkan that was built, then there's the first and second Beis HaMikdash, and also the third Beis HaMikdash, which are all hinted in the first pasuk in this week's parasha, where it says, Eilu Pekudia Mishkan, Mishkan Ha'edus, Pshuta Shel Mikra, it refers to the Mishkan that was built now. Chazal tell us that Mishkan refers to Remez LaMikdash, Shenis Mashkin, B'Shnei Chorbanin, the first two Bat HaMikdashes that were destroyed, they were taken as a collateral, that hints to the first and second Beis HaMikdash. And since Chazal used the mashal of a collateral means that it's taken in order to be returned. And that's the third Beis HaMikdash. So what is the difference between these three time periods? The Mishkan, the main accomplishment was the fact that the Arim was brought into a place and the Shechinah dwells in the Arim. The Mishkan was the only time period so far that the Eibishter dwelled in the Arim all the time while the Mishkan was built. During the time of the first and second Beis HaMikdash, the Arim was not there the entire time. In the second Beis HaMikdash, the Arim was not there at all. And even in the first Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't there in the end. The accomplishment of the first and second Beis HaMikdash is not only the inyan of the Arayin, but the menucha of the structure of the Beis HaMikdash in general. That there was a certain place that was chosen where the Eibishter dwells there forever, and there's no other place where the Beis HaMikdash is built. And the mile of the third Beis HaMikdash is the Nitzchias, that the Eibishter is there eternally. And those are the three different opinions that the Zohar here is saying. First opinion, Pasach HaRoyin Avama, the Oren says, Zayis Menuchasi Adayad, refers to when this all began in the building of the Mishkan, where the main point was the Chayfetz of the Eibishter is to dwell in the Oren. But the Yidden still didn't have a permanent place, permanent location to go to serve Hashem. The main accomplishment of the first and second Beis HaMikdash was that there was a place chosen, Yerushalayim, where the Eibishter says, this is the place where the Beis HaMikdash is built, and all other places, as the Rambam says, are osur to build a bayis, a permanent place, and here, this is the place for Yidden to come and serve Hashem. That's the second point, that the second opinion that the Zohar says, that the Yidden came and said, Zayis Menuchasi Adayad, this is a permanent place where they come and serve Hashem. And then the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, when Yidden fulfill the Eibishter's will perfectly at the highest level, so then as a result you have the Bayis Nitzchi, where the Eibishter dwells in Yidden, and the connection of the Eibishter within Yidden is revealed in an open and revealed way, and permanently and eternally. That's the third opinion in the Zohar related to the third Beis HaMikdash. Now these three opinions that the Zohar says here, regarding the three different time periods, it's not just three different aspects, three different points, but it's really all one Hemshech. Just like the mitzvah of the building of the Beis HaMikdash itself is all one mitzvah of Asul HaMikdash V'Shachanti B'Seichem. And you see here in the Zohar, even when in the third opinion, when it speaks about the ultimate purpose of the Eibishter dwelling amongst Yidden, it's Maidech about the fact that there'll be peace and blessing in the entire world. So there's one general point over here, one thread through all these three time periods that comes to its perfection in the third Beis HaMikdash. And the point here is, the Eibishter is coming into the world. It begins with the Oren, which represents Torah. The Luchos, which were in the Oren, represents Torah. That's the first time period of Hashem coming into the world through the Yidden learning Torah. And the ultimate purpose and perfection of learning Torah is when the world does not distract of the truth of what Torah is. As Chazal tell us, Lenitna Torah Elo Yochle Aman, because then was a time period that Yidden were able to take in the truth of Torah without being distracted by anything else in the world that says opposite. Then comes the next time period of when the Yidden were building the first and second Beis HaMikdash, and here the Yidden are able to bring down from Teira into Maise, Gadol Talmud Shemevel de Maise, into building a Beis HaMikdash, a place, a permanent place where Yidden served the Eibishter, and the effect of the Teira here is also regarding the Shleimus of Yidden's Aveda in the world, and in Evresi L'Shamash Eskaini, to fulfill Teira mitzvahs within the Mitzvahs of the world. Not just that the world is not a distraction, like it was in the Midbar when Yidden had a Mishkan. And then comes the ultimate dwelling of the Eibishter, the Shleimus of Kodesh Baruch Hu, where the Eibishter dwells, and that's within Yidden. Dafke within Yidden, that's the ultimate revelation of the Shechina, not in the Metzias of the world itself. Adarabe, the ultimate expression of the Eibishter is by the fact that the world, that you can see revealed in the entire world, that there's a bracha v'shalem and chavivus in the world. What's that bracha v'shalem and chavivus in the world? That the world is here, available for Yidden, it assists Yidden, it helps Yidden, the Gashmis of the world, everything in the world is all here for Yidden. That's the pnimius of the fulfillment of Dirbe Tachtainim, when the Eibishter dwells in Yidden, through the fact that the world expresses this and reveals this truth of the Eibishter being one with Yidden. Those are the three time periods, the three stages, and it's one hemshech here of the Shleimus of the Eibishter coming into the world, and ultimately, it's Tafke in Yidden. And this is also hinted in what Chazal tell us regarding the fact that when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, it's only a mashkin. The idea of a mashkin is you take a collateral temporarily for the borrower to know that he has to return the loan, to guarantee that it will return it. So too, the first and second Beis HaMikdash that were built and then destroyed, they are the cause and the guarantee to bring ultimately to the Yidden to do what they have to come to the third Beis HaMikdash to fulfill Hashem's purpose, to bring down the Shechina within Yidden. These three aspects of the dwelling of Hashem in the world is also hinted within the three different times that you find regarding the building of the Mishkan itself. In the beginning, when the Mishkan was put up, it was put up in the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, and it wasn't put up permanently. It was put up temporarily. Every day, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan and disassembled it, and the Aveda that was done there was not the real Aveda of the Mishkan. Then came the Yom HaShmini LaMiluim, where it was put up permanently, and then Yidden can do the Aveda in the Beis HaMikdash. Then comes the third time period within the Mishkan, where then the Shechina comes down, and as the pasuk describes, "V'yemalkvayd Hashem molayis haMishkan, and vayere kvayd Hashem al kol ha'om." And these three time periods that you see in the Mishkan correspond to the three points mentioned before. First, the temporary dwelling of the Eibishter, which is expressed primarily in the Oren, in Teira, where the world does not disturb but it doesn't yet permeate the world itself. Then comes the second time period where you can begin doing the Aveda in the Mishkan on the eighth day, which is similar to the first and second Beis HaMikdash, where there's a permanent home and place built for the Yidden here in the world to serve Hashem. Then comes the ultimate revelation of the Mishkan, which is the revelation of the Shekhinah through the fact that the world expresses and reveals this, that the Eibishter is one with Yidden, that the entire creation of the world is all for Yidden, and the Menucha is Dafke in Yidden. And as the Sephorna says this regarding the Anana Kovid that was on top of the Mishkan, that you saw how the Anana Kovid only moved for the sake of Yidden when they had to travel. And that's the ultimate revelation of the Mishkan, which is called Mishkan HaEidos, the testimony for the Eibishter dwelling amongst Yidden. And so, through being Isaac in this Inyan, discussing the first and second Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash and the third Beis HaMikdash, we will come to the time period where we will have the Shleimus HaTeire, the Menucha and the Arin, the Shleimus of Yidden, the Menucha and Knesset Yisrael, and the Shleimus of the Eibishter, Hashem Shalem. And then the Eibishter will say, an open, revealed way for all the nations of the world, that Kutshebricha Amalei al Knesset Yisrael, Zois Menuchasi Aleyad. This is the Eibishter's permanent dwelling within Yidden.